You're listening to Chili B ASMR. For visual experiences, find us on YouTube.
Hi, Taylor. I'm Dr. B. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
Thank you for coming in. We're doing a sort of a spinal chiropractic assessment today, but we're going to really focus on not just corrections, but really diagnosing the pain, because this is the first time I'm seeing you. Mm-hmm. Is there anything, are you in any pain right now?
My shoulders kind of hurt me a little bit. Like I feel tension just because I sit all day at a desk. So I feel like they get really stiff.
Are you sitting in a regular chair, an ergonomic chair?
Just a regular one.
Just a regular chair, okay. And do you have a, what height is your screen at? Are you looking kind of down at a laptop or more level at a?
I try to make it level, but like a little bit up too.
Okay, and on a scale from 1 to 10, 1 being no pain at all, 10 being excruciating, what would you rate that discomfort level?
I think like a 4.
Okay, so it's fairly uncomfortable for you, but you're not exactly like screaming and running mm-hmm. to the hospital. Okay. And any history of headaches or blurriness of the vision?
Mm-mm.
Okay, any tingling in the arms or feet? And do you ever feel like you have issues with strength, like your weakness in the extremities or anything like that?
No.
Right. So I think that's enough to get started. It seems like you probably are experiencing pretty typical modern problems, but we just want to do a thorough check. So I am going to do just a really quick cranial nerve exam. It just makes sure that all of the neurological functioning is perfectly intact and aligned before I start pressing on the nerves in your spine, because that can definitely cause some issues if something was not right. Okay? So if you don't mind just looking that way for me, I'm just going to look into the eyes here. Okay, blink that out for me. Do you see this nice and clear? Okay, just follow it everywhere it goes. Did that cop get blurry or double at any point?
No.
Okay. Test your reflexes. So we just go nice and loose, just relax completely into my arm. There you go. Clench your teeth. 1, 2, 3, clench. There you go. Look straight ahead again, ignore me. Okay, I'm gonna do the same thing on the other side. Everything's perfectly fine so far. It's not super reactive there, but that's okay. Relax. There you go. And again, look straight ahead. Ignore me. Hang the jaw for me. Hang it. Yep, exactly. Okay, and I just look straight ahead. Ignore what I'm doing. Okay, can you put your arms out like this and close your eyes? Keep them there. And touch your nose with this finger. Good. And touch your nose with this finger. Okay, so that's all fine and good. I'm not worried about, we'll do one last little sensation test here. So just close your eyes and say okay when you feel it.
Okay.
And does that feel the same there,
mm-hmm.
here, and here? What does this feel like?
Sharp.
Okay.
Dull. Sharp. Sharp. Sharp.
Okay.
Dull.
That's all fine. So not worried about any issues with neurological functioning, so let's go ahead and have you turn around and we'll assess the back.
Okay.
Awesome. So first thing I want to do is just take a look. And you said it was mostly the shoulders, right? Like right mm-hmm. here. I'm just going to put on some, there's one glove here. Just while I take a look to see if there's anything obvious, any scrapes or bruises or things like that, which wouldn't be good. And any extra areas of sensitivity here on the back?
I don't think so.
Okay. Tell me if anything feels tingly, tickly, uncomfortable. That's all fine. Okay. So sounds like we can proceed. I do feel a bit of a scar right there, but this looks very old and well healed. Does that cause you any pain or tingling? No. Okay. Just feeling everything. There's definitely a little bit of swelling right here. The upper cervical spine. You feel that kind of mm-hmm. puffiness compared to right here. There's nothing, right? But this is like, and it does go down the shoulder blades. Are you left-handed?
Mm-mm.
No? Okay. The left side's actually a little bit more swollen than the right. Okay, I don't see any open wounds or anything like that, so we can continue. So I'll just be palpating here. So if anything jumps out or feels painful, please let me know. The neck's quite warm. This actually is quite a bit of heat radiating right here compared to down here. We'll test that with a tool. But yeah, that's feeling like swelling and inflammation for sure. So there's definitely a reason for that pain. Go up into the occipital here. This feels okay. I feel like some of the sutures and scalp. That's not too bad. Probably a good thing, because a lot of times when these are tight and these get tight, we get headaches. But you said you weren't having any of those, right? Okay. So yeah, let's go ahead and test for temperature. I'll start out just with the thermometer to get the actual temperature, and then I'm going to use a tool to test the variations of the spine. So there is a significant cooling as we go down the back. The shoulders are definitely warmer by over a degree and a half, which is quite significant. Run this along here. Okay. So the next tool I have here is an inclometer. And it basically just tests for those temperature spikes and also swelling in the joints. So is it okay if I make a slight mark on your back? That's fine. If it's painful, please let me know, but it should be pretty smooth. And I'll start with the first setting. Let's just see here. And it looks like I need to just move these in just a touch for you. On the back just so I don't scrape the skin at all. So the first swing I'm getting is right here, and that's pretty much where the spine meets the base of the skull and connects via these tendons and nerves right here. There's a slight one right here, but not too bad, not as bad as this one here. Is there any tenderness when I press on that? No? Okay. Oh, fine, actually. Try this setting. You're not setting off too many alarm bells here, which doesn't mean that there's not an issue. Just means that there's hopefully not too many nerves impacted and it's more of a muscular thing. Okay. So staying like that, I'm going to measure in between these, just sort of see which vertebrae it aligns with. Two. Interesting enough, there's actually pretty big gaps up here between the spine and vertebrae versus down here, which is not uncommon because you're basically stretching those muscles out when you have your head downwards. And then things get a little bit more cramped up in the low back. I'm gonna have you just sit up, and I want to see you make some movements for me so I can watch these spots and what happens. So could you turn your head all the way to the right that way? Any pain or tenderness with that? Okay, try the other way. Okay, so pulling there, to the left, anything bothering you?
A little bit like here.
Right here? Okay, yeah. Definitely could see that tension in the muscles. Okay. And tilt your head all the way back. I'm just gonna split your hair. Anything there?
No.
Is it? It's not bothering you right here? No? Okay, that's good. That's fine. Put the head all the way forward. Does that feel like to you? Stretching or pain?
It's fine.
Okay. All right, go ahead and just sort of twist side to side. I'm just watching the back here. Watching where the... Okay, so there's good movement there, good flexibility. Is that okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, settle back down. I'm going to make a couple of adjustments here. So I'm going to use just this little tool here, and it looks kind of scary, I'll show you that, but it just makes a little tiny impact, a little tiny vibration, and we're just trying to basically jiggle those joints back into alignment. So I'm going to start right here, right at that first point. Once more. A little lower. Try it on this side. So yeah, this side, that's what I was saying, that the left side is actually more swollen than the right side, and you did feel that pain and pulling on the left side. My guess is that maybe your screen is slightly off-centered and you're actually looking a little bit to the right, because that's what's actually going to cause that hyperextension here, not looking to the left, because that would cause it to actually relax and the muscles to shorten. So you're definitely veering a little bit to the right. Get one right here. Right under the shoulder blade here. Do a little soft tissue work now. Just trying to stretch out both sides. Tell me if the pressure ever gets to be too much. It's going right under that shoulder blade. Oh, feel that little bump there. That's all fascia, all basically tied up muscles, knotted up muscles. Try and get these left side ones to relax. Hopefully get the head a little bit more centered. And we can do a quick posture exam afterwards too. Okay, Taylor, I'm pressing pretty hard. Right there. I'm just going to do the same thing, just a little bit of adjusting. Try and push this shoulder down here on the right side. So I'm going to have you take a deep breath in and out. Okay. Do that one more time. Deep breath in. There we go. Okay, look a little bit on the neck here. Do you mind if I just put your hair up for a second. Just clip it to the side. I'm just looking here. So still really swollen here. There's kind of like a dip on this side, and then there's nothing on this side. Just creating some vibrations under the shoulder blade here, trying to get it to release. Testing a theory here. So yeah, your whole body is sort of leaning this way, essentially. So this muscle is shortened and this muscle is elongated. Some skin cracking. Skin's really taut here. Okay, I've done a lot of work. The back is decently red, especially on this left side, more so than the reaction on the right. You can even just, I can feel now that it's cooled down a lot, but the left side's definitely still warmer. So there's more inflammation there. Just want to listen to the lungs on this side. Just making sure that none of that inflammation might be coming from the lungs itself. Take a deep breath from here. Okay, now that's all clear. So I'm going to have you turn back around to the, well, actually let's retest you on the nerve scope here, see if we made any changes. I definitely don't feel like we've fixed the problem, but it's a problem that you created over years, if, you know, not a decade, so it's not gonna just resolve overnight. So yeah, there's still a bit of a spike right here, but it's a little better. This one's a little better too. overall, it's definitely better, but it's not 100%. Okay. So I'll have you turn around, face the front, and I just want to sort of see where your natural posture is falling, okay? Okay, so I'm going to just see. So are you trying to prop yourself up at all right now? Yeah, so. Just go to your natural relax, like shake it out, like close your eyes. Yeah, perfect. So it's not the worst kyphosis I've ever seen. It's not the worst forward head, actually. I'm just going to move you a little bit here. So if I were to sort of round your shoulders back like this, and then I can already see you're already kind of like leaning a little bit, you know, so try and just give that a little bit of space. Now that's going to just take some getting used to, and it's actually going to take muscle strength too. So there are exercises you can do to strengthen these back muscles, but we want to create that curvature of the spine. So dip your head down all the way and sort of roll forward and then just come up super naturally again, but try and keep those shoulders back. So like, how did that feel? It probably is going to feel a little bit sore doing this type of thing and having the chest forward, and it feels a little unnatural and funny, but that's pretty much what you'll need to do. I definitely recommend getting an ergonomic chair, because you said you're just sitting in like a regular chair, right? So that is not going to be good for the overall spine health. I don't think it's anything more intense than just technique, as they say, but it can get worse over time. So stand at your computer if you can get a standing desk, take walks during the day, or just get up and stretch around and just sort of be more aware of your body. But it's not that bad compared to some people. You just don't want it to get worse.
Yeah, totally.
Do you have any other questions for me?
I think that's all.
Okay, so come back for at least 2 or 3 more times. You can have someone just adjust you and massage you, kind of relax those muscles, get you used to that positioning. But otherwise, I think today I will let your body sort of get used to what we've done, okay?
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you.